Hey Podcast, Planet Boom are releasing a brand new album, JC Squad, on the 15th of January. It's got tons of fresh and God-encountering songs, so be sure to check it out. On today's podcast, we've got Pastor Scott Lim, principal of our Bible college, preaching from the title, Unplugged In. Let's check it out.
Everybody say, plugged in. Let's turn to John chapter 15, reading from the NLT. Anybody excited about the Word of God in this place? 22 minutes I have to expound what I want to expound today. Let's go. John chapter 15. I am the true grapevine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit and he prunes. Everybody say prunes. These are not the variety that I dislike that you consume. Does anybody like prunes in this place? We will pray for you. Anybody likes prunes in this place? Ain't nobody ever loved a prune. You only have a prune when you need to go somewhere. Amen. When something's not working, you have a prune. Otherwise, they are demonic. Who thinks prunes are demonic in this place? Nobody. No. All of you are like blasé about prunes. No, prunes are... Anyway, I hate prunes. I hate prunes. What, Pastor Brett, what are prunes even... Like grapes? Like sultanas are grapes. What's prune? Huh? Plums. Oh, they're dried up, shriveled up, dehydrated, no life plum. Okay, anyway. All right. I don't know why I went there. And he prunes the branches that do not bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me. Everybody say, remain in me. Remain. Come on, all the way to the back. Say, remain in me. Remain. Good job. And I will remain in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those that remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. For apart from Jesus, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Don't worry about that verse, because in 20 minutes time, I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. That verse does not apply to you. Hallelujah. We do not get chucked out. We do not get thrown out. We do not get put to a pile and burnt if we've got Jesus in our lives, because we are plugged in. Everybody say plugged in. Oh, you are lively today. Well done. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burnt. But if you remain in me, everybody say, remain in me again. And my word remains in you. You will ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great joy to my Father. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would help me enunciate and exegete your word in Jesus' name, that it would be fruit to our lives today. Amen. John chapter 15, out of the fourth gospel, if you like, that parallels the synoptic gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are similar. They come from probably Mark, which comes from the Apostle Peter. But John is a category to himself. John has stuff that no other gospel has. John has statements that no other gospel has. John has miracles that no other gospel records. And we here see a series of I am statements that I want to preach from today. But to understand the I am statements, we have to first understand Exodus 3 and 14. God says to Moses in the Old Testament, this is like way back, ladies and gentlemen, this is the start of the nation of Israel, the second book of the Pentateuch in the Old Testament. I am who I say I am. Never quite understood that sermon, that statement. I am who I say I am, until maybe 1 or 2 years ago, when I began to ask the Holy Spirit, what do you mean by the phrase, I am who you say I am? You see, when we're comparing ourselves, when I want to try and explain, the Holy Spirit spoke to me like this, when I want to try and explain who I am, I usually use a comparison. For example, we have our new Christians pastor sitting on the front row here. Pastor Harvin, can you please stand and face the audience? Isn't he a good looking man? He's a good looking man. So if you did not know Pastor Harvin, I would say Pastor Harvin is like Shah Rukh Khan. You can sit down. Pastor BJ, on the other hand as well, is such a good looking man as well. Now, you don't have to stand, Pastor Harvin, you can sit down. I don't know a Filipino artist, so anyway, never mind. But when we want to compare ourselves, or want to identify ourselves, we generally use comparisons. I am like my career, or I am like my bank account balance, or I'm like that depression in my life. But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, the 11:30 service of the last weekend of 2020, that God does not need to compare himself when he identifies himself. God says, I am who I say I am. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's our provision. You can get excited if you want. I give you permission. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's our healer. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's our peace. He's Jehovah Nissi. He's our banner. He's Elohim. He's the Most High. He's seeking our righteousness. And so Jesus here in John, or John records Jesus giving us the seven I am statements that go a little bit deeper from when God first identifies himself as I am who I say I am. Come on, somebody, we can place our dependence on God because he is who he says he is. We can place our trust on God because he is who he says he is. We can have full confidence and faith in God because he is who he says he is. And John here, you have got seven I am statements. Will come on the IMAX here, and I encourage you, take a photo. Take, because I don't have time to get into all of it today, but take a photo, digest it, meditate on it. This is what I've been meditating on in the pandemic, because it tells you who your Jesus is. Come on, somebody. Who wants to find out who Jesus is in our lives? Seven I am statements. So Jesus goes another level to identify who he is. I am the bread of life. As bread sustains, it's the miracle of feeding the 5,000. As bread sustains physical life, so Christ offers and sustains spiritual life. I am the light of the world. How many of you have ever been in a dark room and you switch on a night light and all of a sudden the whole dark room begins to illuminate with light? Let me tell you, you can be in the darkest, deepest situation, but Jesus is the light over your life. Jesus is the light in your situation. And if you don't know Jesus, in 15 minutes, he can be the light of your life. He's the bread of life. He's the light of the world. What else is he? He's the door of the sheep. And this one we might struggle with a little bit. Jesus protects his followers as shepherds protect the flocks from predators. Now, we might struggle with that in 2020, but let me tell you, I just caught up with somebody this week and they were telling me about how they don't believe that God is good anymore. Let me tell you, church, that God is good. He's always good. He's never bad. He never does bad things to his children. He never curses his children. He only blesses. Oh, sure, he might use circumstances and situations. But our Father is a good God. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's good. He's good. You're doing so well. He's a good shepherd. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the source of all truth and all knowledge about God. And then we land in the seventh I am statement that I want to preach in the 14 minutes that I have today, very quickly. I am the true vine. By attaching ourselves to Christ, we enable his life to flow in and through us. We cannot help, I wrote here, but bear fruit that will honor. We cannot help when we are planted in the vine. Come on, somebody. When we are plugged in into church, turn to your neighbor and say, I'm plugged in. When we are plugged in, then we cannot help but bear good fruit. Who wants to bear some good fruit in 2021? I want to leave 2020 behind and I want to bear some good fruit next year. See, the first part of John chapter 15 talks about being pruned. Who's been pruned this year? This has been a collective pruning in Jesus' name. We've all been pruned this year because of this wretched pandemic that comes from the pit of hell. Come on, somebody. We've all been pruned this year. We've all been challenged this year. We've all had a measure of disappointment this year. See, I don't know about you, but COVID's caused all of us to do crazy things. My crazy thing was I started a pizza business that's now closed, sorry. And I started a garden. Pastor BJ, I started a garden. I have no gardening experience whatsoever. I lived in Kuala Lumpur. We don't do gardens. We do air-conditioned malls. Who wants to be in the garden? 100% humidity, 40 degrees every day. Ain't nobody got time for a garden. Sorry, Tanya. I started gardening this year. Well, actually, I need to give credit where credit's due. My sister's not here, but I had the idea. She did all the work. I took all the glory. Amen. Started a garden and I planted in March, just before lockdown, tomato seeds. Ooh, I made a beautiful passata the other day with basil, bocconcini, and a homemade pasta. Oh, come on, somebody. I was just speaking in tongues right there. I planted tomato plants and they grew to about 7 feet tall. The first harvest was beautiful. It was red and juicy and ripe and nothing like the store-bought stuff. It was mamma mia, it was great. And then winter came. I was trying to be Italian there. And winter came. And then I looked up Mr. YouTube and Mr. Google because I had no idea what to do in the realms of gardening. And Mr. YouTube and Mr. Google said, you know what the funny thing is, Pastor Brett, I've been starting to watch ABC Landline. I think I'm getting a bit old in my life. I don't know why I'm doing that, but anyway, I think I need to move to the country. If you don't know what Landline is, oh, I got 11 minutes. Oh, God help me. Okay, I began to grow tomato plants, and what Mr. Google told me was you need to cut the plants. You need to prune the plants. And from 7 feet, I pruned it to 2 feet. And I began to pray and I began to curse Mr. Google and say, there is nobody that's touching that tomato plant. I have watered this sucker. I fertilized this thing. I have looked after it for 6 months. And you are asking me to cut it down? No way. But I followed the instructions. Let me tell you, this is a prophetic declaration for you and I for 2021, that as we have been pruned, oh, let me tell you, the second harvest, the second result, the second fruiting, the second, let me tell you, that tree is now 6 feet tall and there is a double portion of fruit. It's more sweet. It's more beautiful. It's more red. Why? Because of pruning. See what a pruning does? It chucks away the stuff that is not supposed to be there and it concentrates all the nutrients. Come on, somebody, on the dream, on the vision, on the potential that is in. See what a pruning does? It focuses, laser-like focus, on what that plant, that tree, that fruiting tree is meant to produce. Come on, you're meant to produce greatness in this place. You're meant to produce good fruit. You're meant to be successful. You're meant to be prosperous. You're meant to restore that relationship in Jesus' name. So we've been pruned. We've been pruned. We've been pruned. We've been pruned. But you see, John chapter 15, I love the Bible because it does not have maybe promises. It does not have half-hearted promises. It does not have one foot in, one foot out type promises, whatever that dance is. It does not have those kind of promises. If you follow the Word of God, there are attached promises to it. We need to remain in Him and He remains in us. You see, when I was preparing this story, Chris, you can come. I began to think about, the Holy Spirit reminded me of when I first went to America. When I first went to America, it was a long time ago, before I came on staff. I was in Orlando, Florida, DFO. Come on, somebody. If you know, you know. The dollar was parity, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I was buying 1.05 at that point of time, which after they took the commission, it was one for one. Let me tell you, I bought Timberland shoes for $20. I bought Kathmandu jackets for $30. And I'm like, how did it's daylight robbery? That jacket's $300. And I just got it for $30. And I remember I bought this gadget from a gadget store that was supposed to revolutionize my kitchen. I don't even remember what it was. See, but that was my first time in America and nobody told me that the Americans do everything different. They count different. They measure different. They've got different words. Like, what is a trunk? That to me is something on an elephant. They didn't tell me that there was different voltage. I'm not even making this up. And so I buy this thing. See, I don't like going to Bunnings or J-Car, okay? It's too manly for me. I don't like, let me go. Thank you, Pastor BJ. I'll go to Chef's Hat any day of the week and buy a pot so I can cook something anyway. I went to J-Car and I bought an adapter. What they didn't tell me was I also needed a transformer. And so I plugged this American device into the adapter. Plugged in into the source. And I was so happy with myself because I was going to revolutionize. I don't know what I was trying to do. I switched it on, and baby, the lights began to flicker. There was smoke coming out of this machine. I'm like, oh, good value for money. Was killing myself that day. There was fireworks coming out of this thing. It was smoldering and spitting. See, ladies and gentlemen, there was nothing wrong with the device. It was what the device was plugged into. There was nothing wrong with the device. It was perfectly made, just as the manufacturer had designed. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, at the 11:30 service, there ain't nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with the vision. There's nothing wrong with the dream. There's nothing wrong with the provision. It's all to do with what source you are plugged into. Everybody say, plugged in. See, what happened was my device was plugged in into the wrong source. My device was plugged in into the wrong power. My device was plugged in into something that was not appropriate. Let me tell you, in 2021, collectively as a church, we're going to be plugged in here. We're going to be plugged into Jesus. We're going to be plugged into each other. We're not going to be plugged into fear. We're not going to be plugged into depression. We're not going to be plugged in into doubt anymore. Everybody say, plugged in. This year, that's what the enemy has tried to do to us. You can sit down. He's tried to get us to plug in into different sources and short circuit the dream, blow up the dream. But let me tell you, enemy, in 2021, there's a group of people called Planet Shakers, and we're gonna shake this planet in Jesus' name. Because we are plugged in, because we understand who our God is. But see, it's not just to be plugged in. When you are plugged in. Verse 5 says, those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. Man, you can come. Those who remain in me and I in them will, not may, not might, not potentially, not circumstantially, not, oh, maybe one day if your mama did you right or your daddy did you right or there was enough money in your, you will produce good fruit, ladies and gentlemen. But I love this other promise. Because I don't know about you, any parents in the room, give me a wave if you are parents, your parent. How long is the list at Christmas? The list gets longer and longer and longer every year. Come on, praise God for Kmart and Target. Give me a wave. Praise God, Pastor T's excited on the front row. Praise God for Kmart and Target. No, but my daughters never come to me on the eve of Christmas going, Daddy, I pray that you're going to get this for me. I hope that you're going to get this for me. Could you potentially please, pretty please? Even when we threaten them, parents, you know this. Even when we're like, go to your room or Santa's not going to come or, you know, if you don't believe it, whatever. You know, you're not going to get any presents. Sorry if I offended anybody there. Go into your room or you're not going to get anything for Christmas. My six-year-old daughter just, whatever. She knows there's going to be presents. Why? Because there's a confidence that she's a limb and daddy limb and mommy limb are going to provide all her needs. My kids don't go to the fridge and there's a little bit of milk left. My six-year-old and my three-year-old, now they can unscrew that milk bottle and pour the milk themselves and they know daddy needs his coffee in the morning. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. They'll be like, I'm going to drink all the milk, Dad, and you will have none. And actually, I will make you go to the store after this. Praise God for drive-through McDonald's where you can buy milk at any hour of the night now. If you didn't know, public service announcement right there. But this is the promise. Not only will you bear fruit, this is the thing that has motivated me this season. This is the thing that has kept me going this season. Well, let me tell you, there were sleepless nights when we have got 400, 450, 500 students to teach. And I'm not even allowed to come into this building to switch on the internet. I've got to do it in my home. There were some nights when I woke up at night and went, how are we going to run this? How are we going to survive? How are we going to make ends meet? This year has been like a year, no other. But I've stuck on to this promise. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, you will ask for anything. Oh, come on, Planet Shakers. You will ask for anything you want. And it will be granted. You will ask for anything you want.
and it will be granted in Jesus' name. When you remain plugged into the source, baby, the fridge is full. Oh, it's full of milk. It's full of honey. It's full of goodness. Why? Because you serve a good God. And I have given notice to the year 2020, despite of a global pandemic, 2021 is going to be a year of fruitfulness in the name. If you believe that, give Him a shout of praise in this place.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part of it?